Already one of the biggest bands of the 70s, the Eagles moved towards a harder edge sound in what would become their biggest album, Hotel California, which reached the top of the Billboard 200 chart on this date, January 15th, 1977. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Bernie Ledden disagreed with the direction that Don Henley and Glenn Frey wanted to take the band, and Joe Walsh was brought in as a replacement, adding a rock sound and shifting them from their country-based early years. The personal baggage the band was carrying with them went into the album. Their stardom brought egos, drugs, and money, and though they titled it Hotel California, it's not really about California at all. The band just felt that Los Angeles symbolized everything they were going through, especially Henley, whose marriage was falling apart. Henley and Frey were the band's leaders, but all members, including Don Felder and Randy Meisner, contributed to the album. Everyone wrote, sang, and played across the album's 9 tracks, the most iconic of which was the title track. Hotel California actually began as a demo from Felder before being finished by Henley and Frey, and topped off by the extended guitar work between Felder and Walsh. The band combined the best portions of 33 sessions of the song to create the final mix. Recording the album had issues. The Eagles spent most of the time in a Miami studio in an adjacent studio to Black Sabbath, who were so loud that they had to often re-record tracks. But the album was a hit as soon as it was released, debuting at number 4, and at one point selling as many as 500,000 copies per week. 3 singles from the band all reached high on the charts, with both New Kid in Town and the title track claiming the top spot. The Eagles would win a Grammy for Record of the Year, but lost out on Album of the Year to Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. It was the pinnacle of the Eagles' success and a tough act to follow. They would take 3 years to record the follow-up, after which they would disband. But recently certified at 26 times platinum and the 3rd best-selling album of all time, the Eagles reached the top of the charts with Hotel California on this date, January 15th, 1977. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Johnny come lately,
the new kid in town. Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.